And Peter Allam's on the line to talk to us today about different courts in our Legal Eagle slots. And Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this Monday morning.
Yeah. Morning, Wayne, and morning to all our listeners out there. Beautiful morning, as you say. Really had some good weather. We've had a little bit of rain as well, so it makes it better. Anyway, I chat today just about the courts. You know, it's quite a draft that there is with all the different courts. So I'll mention them first. Obviously, the Superior Court, the most important one and the highest court that we have, is the Constitutional Court. And then, you know, under the Constitutional Court comes all the various other courts. So you get the Constitutional Court as the highest, and then you get the Supreme Court of Appeal, which is the court where you appeal on judgments from the High Court or from any of the other courts. You know, they all go through to that.
Right.
So at the top, we have Constitutional Court. Then we have the Supreme Court of Appeal. And then, of course, coming off the Constitutional Court, you know, people say, well, what all falls under it? Well, the most important thing that falls under it is that the Constitutional Court deals with the High Court divisions, and it also deals with the Electoral Court, the Labor Appeal Court, the Labor Court, and the Competition Appeal Court. Those are all specialist courts. In other words, they do what they mean, electoral, elections, Labor Court, Labor Appeal Court, Labor again, Competition Appeal Court is to do with competitions and that type of thing. And then further down comes the Supreme Court of Appeal, which is where all of those courts would appeal to if there was a problem. Of course, the only one that falls under the Constitutional Court only would be the Electoral Court. So that's purely there for elections and things like that, and the Constitutional Court is the highest court in that sort of leg of court. Then, you know, you come down, you get the Supreme Court of Appeal, which can hear any matters where there have been labor disputes and the labor court hasn't performed correctly. It then goes through to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and that will look after that. And the Supreme Court of Appeal as well, if there's any challenge in that court, it then goes through to the Constitutional Court. So it's quite interesting. Then the High Court, of course, which is what it's called these days, that has the Regional Magistrates Court, the Small Claims Court, the Chiefs and Headmen's Court, which still exists, and the District Magistrates Court. So you get at the bottom of the log basically the Magistrates Court. One higher or more serious offences is the Regional Court, and then, of course, higher than the third on the scale over there is the High Court. And, of course, the High Court, would, you know, appeals would go through to the Constitutional Court as well if necessary. You also get, interesting enough, military courts. You get the Military Judges Court, as it's known, the Senior Military Judges Court, and then the Court of Military Appeal. All of those fall under a section, like the Labor Court is a little leg of its own, the Military Court is a leg of its own, and likewise, they fall under the High Court. So if there's an appeal with a military matter, it will go through to the High Court. The lower courts, the Chief and Headman's Court, still in existence, still very much there. And, of course, the Small Claims Court. You know, an appeal from the Small Claims Court can be taken through to the High Court if you're not happy. It's a hell of an expensive thing, but that's where it goes.
But it can happen.
So, but it can happen, So if we look at the courts, let's start with bottom of the log, probably Small Claims Court, which we will chat about in weeks to come now. The Small Claims Courts deal with civil matter where the claim is less than 20,000. You know, it involves individuals rather than companies, and the type of matters that can be taken to the Small Claims Court are obviously claiming goods that are due to you or money's owed or damages or outstanding rental for a home, car crashes, claims based on violations of legal agreements or documents, that type of thing. So it's basic. The magistrates, or not the magistrates, but the commissioners in those courts are attorneys with more than 5 years' experience, and that's basically a night court that sits at 4:30 in the afternoon in all the divisions throughout South Africa. Very busy court and gets a lot done. A quick and easy court, and from a cost point of view, a big cost saver because there are no costs that come in there. The only costs that you can recover are your sheriff's fees, basically, nothing else.
Right.
Also, companies can't use it to come and bring people to court, but an individual can bring a company to court in that particular matter. So can't do divorces or anything like that, but it's the basics. It's a very nice court, small claims court. The next step up is basically the magistrate's court. So if you get a judgment in the small claims court, you would then be referred to the magistrate's court. Those are the lower level courts in the South African system. And they're divided into district and regional courts, as we mentioned. So the district court is the lowest one that does your everyday, day-to-day criminal matters, civil matters, all that type of thing, divorces, protection orders. All of that basically falls under there. And then, you know, the more serious matters involved in rape, murder, treason, and that type of thing, you know, are dealt with at the higher courts, high court, or regional court. Can do murder cases. There's no reason why not. But invariably, it will be moved on to the high court. And your sentences there are basically up to 3 years in the magistrate's court, or I think the amount is 120 or 150. I'm just not 100% certain. But that's your magistrate's maximum sentences that you can get there. And then, of course, regional courts, on the other hand, they also hear civil matters and can deal with criminal cases involving anything other than treason. Treason cannot be done in the regional court.
Okay.
And cases and the fine over there, there's a vast difference. I mean, that one is up to 15 years jail sentences in the regional court, or fine of up to 600. So magistrate's court is basically 120 or 150 in 3 years, and regional court is 600,000 and 15 years in the sentencing.
Okay.
And they hear both civil and magistrate. So that is where the majority of matters are heard, particular court. Of course, the court after that, the next step up the ladder is the High Court. And those are situated throughout South Africa. You'll be interested to know that some areas don't have High Courts, some of the big areas, you know, Johannesburg falls under Pretoria and things like that. But they hear cases that can't be heard and handled by the Magistrates Court. And then, you know, you get circuit courts. Like in East London, we have the East London Local Circuit Court. Of a high court, our head office is Grahamstown or Bishu or Mthatha, and then we have circuit courts that all fall under the overall jurisdiction of Grahamstown. So that's the high court over there. Of course, you have cases that magistrates shouldn't be handling, more serious ones, and you know, they're part of the high court system, the high court. So the circuit courts all fall underneath that. So if you've got a circuit court in East London, circuit court, so they all move around the country in order to serve the rural areas, basically, and are headed by Grahamstown, for example, in the Eastern Cape. That's it. Our head office is Grahamstown. If you wish to take the matter further, you're not happy with the result, then you get next into the Supreme Court of Appeal. That would with the appeals, exclusively with appeals. They don't deal with anything else. The Court of Appeal is there just for that. Appeals against things that have taken place, starting in the Magistrates Court all the way up. Matters of the Small Claims Court as well can be taken all the way up there, which doesn't make any sense because of the view of 20,000, but anyway, it is allowed. And, you know, it can change decisions made by any of the courts can review it. You hear all the time of people taking it on appeal. So that's where that one is. And then, of course, the top court, right up at the top, is the Constitutional Court. That's the highest court of the land and deals basically with constitutional matters.
Right.
You know, it basically deals with matters that relate to the Constitution. Normally, after a judgment has been handed down on somebody that's challenged the Constitution, it will come from the Electoral Court, it will come from the Labor Court, it will come from High Court decisions, the Military Court, all of that. The Constitutional Court is the one that can hear matters based on all of that. All other appeals go to the Supreme Court, but those from the special courts all go up to the Constitutional Court to be tested.
Okay.
And of course, no court can overturn the Constitutional Court. That's your final ruling.
Mm.
That's the end of the line. You know, once you get there, you're locked in and have no choice but to stay there.
Right.
You touched a bit there on the specialist courts. You have the tax court, you have where SARS and taxpayers can have a go at each other or sort out things.
Uh-huh.
They all have courts which are similar to the High Court where matters are dealt with. So the specialist courts are there. As I say, labor, tax, electoral, competition appeal, military, all of those special courts are there, dealt with under specialist courts. And of course, the next thing that you've got is to say, well, where does the military fit in with that as a specialist court? Well, I suppose in the days when our military was in top condition, although we seem to be getting it back in, there were lots of cases exclusively dealing with members of the SA Defence Force.
Mm.
They're all subject to a military code. There is an official military code, and it has to be adhered to. So, you know, that's where the military court would come in. It's a court that you don't hear often about. You hardly read in the paper that there's been a matter heard in the military court. In fact, I can't tell you when last I saw anything in the paper on a military court, to be quite honest with you. Even in our law reports that we get, I haven't seen much on the military court. But there are challenges from time to time with that as well now. That's your different courts. As I say, there are a lot of different courts, a lot of divisions and all that type of thing. Let's say a question. So if I've had a crash and bash, where do I go?
Yeah.
Depending on the amount of the damages, you go to the magistrate's court. If it's higher than the limit for the magistrate's court, you go up to the regional court.
Okay.
If it's higher than that, you go to the high court. The courts are busy with that. Divorces, where do you hear them? You can do them in the high court, or they can be done in the regional court. These days, most of them are done in the regional court. It's a lot less expensive and a lot quicker and a lot easier. If I've got a personal injury claim, well, you can start in the magistrate's court, depending on the value. It's got to be less than $400,000 in the magistrate's court. As we mentioned, in the regional court, it's a little bit higher over there. That's $600,000 basically. And over and above that, your claims would go to the high court. So that's where they would be heard there.
Right.
So it's expected that, personal injury claims would go to the high court where the value is higher than. That's, I don't think it's 600. I think it's 400. Higher than 400 up to 400 is basically the regional court. And then over and above that, up it climbs again. The courts are very interesting with the various jurisdictions and the different courts that you can go to. That's basically, the courts. And of course, who falls under it? Everything falls under it. You've got road accidents, you've got slip and fall, you've got personal injury, you've got civil claims, you've got anything against the police that comes up, social responsibility, train accidents, which I suppose are not big in South Africa anymore, a little simple thing like a dog bite and all that. All claims of all these different natures can be sent through, medical claims. Third-party claims, motor vehicle accident claims, shopping centre claims, all that type of thing falls beneath it. So the courts are there to cover all aspects of the law, and just depending on what your claim is, you will, find yourself in one of the different courts.
And as you say, depending on what the claim is and what the nature of the claim is as well, value-wise and the nature of it. And Peter, just by way of a question, and maybe just to clarify for our listeners' benefit as well, a high-profile case that recently appeared in East London, the case involving Julius Malema, that was in the regional magistrates' court.
That was in regional criminal court, and that magistrate had jurisdiction over that. It was the firearm matter, as you mentioned. Yes. So, you know, when he was already in the paper, said that no matter what, they'll be taking it on appeal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a bit of a harsh decision to make before you know what it is. I mean, you know, I don't think they're going to caution and discharge him, but it could happen. You never know. But, you know, when they say they'll take it on appeal, it will then go up to the High Court on appeal.
Right.
And eventually find its way through to the Supreme Court and that type of thing. Right. So,
so it'll, still, it could be a long road.
It could be a very long road still with all of that.
Yeah. But for the point of where that particular case is at the moment, for example, it's in the regional magistrates' court and pending appeal. It'll go further.
The appeal would then go to the High Court, yeah.
Right. No, very, very interesting. And Peter, if somebody has maybe got a legal case, maybe they're trying to decide how to handle it, how do they get in touch with Alums?
Yes, they can find us on Facebook. Just go to our Alums Facebook, add an S onto our surname, and you'll find us there. They can always look us up on Wild Coast FM as well. Our details are all there. Uh-huh. And, of course, we're situated at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street with Pep Storesies off Devereux Avenue. Telephone 043-7211-018.
Great. Peter, thank you very much. Have a good week, and thank you very much for a very interesting chat. And we'll pick it up again next week, Monday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Peter. Cheerio then. That's Peter Alum with today's Legal Eagle Chat.